I'm back at school, and we have another teacher to talk to you.
My name is Rena Shea. I'm a Maths and Science teacher at Uyoka Combined School. I'm working with Ms. Rhoda. So, and I hope that Ms. Rhoda is going to help our learners to get basic information in the subject, mathematics and English. So, I request you to send us a whiteboard for doing the activities. And I wish you all the best.
Yeah. Didn't you want macaroni and cheese?
And also macaroni and cheese. Thank you.
Big excitement in the office. We are now finally getting our teacher chairs, which have a padded cushioned seat instead of the learner chairs, which are just wooden seats that we've been sitting on. Now we are finally real teachers. So I have big news for everyone. We just decided that we're going to Tanzania in December. I know, but I didn't record the first one, so I had to do it again. It was really exciting the first time I tried to record it, but it's all blank on the tape. So
Jackie wants juice, so we're going to move out now.
No, Jackie wants juice. I'm spending the night at Jackie's. Jackie, no, hold on. We have to make this recording. So I'm going to Tanzania, maybe, sort of. Definitely, no, I'm going. It was Jackie and Naima, and oh my goodness, I'm in the Peace Corps office right now, and I just found a huge stack of Safe Sex Saves Lives posters. Maybe I should steal one and put one in my class. I always insist on using a condom, but sometimes Jim tries to get out of it. He says it's not like I should worry. I mean, he doesn't have HIV or anything. The only thing is that, how does he know I don't? Jamie knows how to get a man to wear a condom. But so I'm going to Tanzania, because Jackie's friends in Peace Corps in Tanzania, and December's the only time our vacations coincide, and none of y'all are going to come and visit me during Christmas, so I might as well jet over there. That's my big excitement news. We're hanging out in the Peace Corps office, and it's all very exciting and new. There's tons of people, and I'm going to go mail you guys a letter, and it's fabulous. Okay, that's it for now. Bye.
Boys, because they do in my school.
But they make fun of my tutors.
They hang.
Do they?
From the
What?
They hang from the ceiling?
How do you do
and
that?
When they're finished, they're ignoring the creative Sigma Pi. And then they're going to send in their national dues and be like, oh, brothers, just like me.
Alan is hazing his learners into the Sigma Pi frat. Hello again. So now it's 9:30 at night. Jackie just translated the 24-hour time on her shortwave radio for me since I couldn't figure it out. And I'm sitting in Jackie's room where it's incredibly hot because her room is much more of an oven than mine is actually, because her tin roof is flat and it's seven feet high, maybe even slightly less than that. So it's like right there on top of you. There's not a lot of space and it's flat, so like the sun doesn't like... It's like the midday sun hits it just right, or I don't know, something about the flatness makes it particularly warm in here. But Jackie's, I'm sweating, it's 9:30 night. Jackie,
on a Friday night,
and we're totally having a blast. This is the best evening I've had in a while. But, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, so Jackie is not such a good cook, let's just say that. And so I just taught her to make chapatis, like some flour, some salt, some oil, and some water. Make a dough, basically a tortilla, and throw it on the frying pan. No oil necessary in the frying pan, note. And then you just cook it up, and maybe you dip it in some peanut butter if that's the only other thing you have to eat in the house besides flour, which you now no longer have because you used all the remaining, like, cup and a quarter to cook your six chapatis.
On the floor with bugs.
Yeah, and now I'm being threatened to sleep on the floor with the bugs. But yeah, so it's pretty exciting, and we're going through the package that she just got, which, by the way, her mom does not send the good candy that you guys do. Props on the candy. Her mom sends her games. It's all fabulous. Although, what is that game? They sent her a bingo game. Like, we can't make bingo. Oh, it's Connect Four!
We have a winner! We have a winner!
Okay.
You just got so excited.
Take it back.
Pathetic.
Connect Four. All right, our Friday night just got so much better.
Sad.
Yeah. So they may send us a bootleg Connect Four.
It's like 2-year-old.
I think that's actually, it's a 2-year-old Afrikaner there playing some pseudo Connect Four. But they did not send such good candy. There's like a pack of breath savers, not life savers, breath savers, not even wintergreen breath savers. Like, what is the point? and some gum. Gum, for me, it's not the biggest thing. Gum is nice, but yeah.
Wait a minute, there's Three Musketeers.
Oh, and there's some Three Musketeers, that's true. But you know what? It's not a full bag of Three Musketeers. Yeah, there's like 6 mini Musketeer bars in this entire bag. 6 fun-size Musketeer bars. And you know I'm going to eat one in the day here, so I'll even jack you with 5 to last her until the next package comes. You guys have done very well on your packages. I appreciate the goodness of the food. All right. I think we're gonna eat some breath savers and play some Pluto Connect 4. And by then, we're going to be so exhausted with delight, we'll just have to fall into bed. Now, while we were re-listening to that and laughing hysterically at ourselves, Jackie played Connect 4 by herself. I played it by herself. It's just you.
What's wrong, okay, Laura?
I'm here, right here.
Okay, so now it's the next morning, and we had a fun night, and I feel all happy and relaxed and ready to go back to school. I'm going to take a bucket bath for the first time in a long time because Jackie, although she has electricity, does not have a shower like I do. So that's kind of exciting, going back to my roots.